I reckon I messaged my best friend and I was like, I've just had sex and it was awful.
That's Elise. She's a 20-something-year-old school teacher who has an amazing energy, which makes me so jealous that I didn't have a teacher like her in high school. But enough school stuff. She's here to talk about her first time having sex. Yep, we got another one. Hi, I'm Indy Simons, and this is No Longer a Virgin, where we talk about the real unsexy sex stories. And nothing is usually unsexier than the first time we have sex. So let's talk about it unfiltered. I'm going to let Elise take it from here to tell us about the first time she had sex.
So I was a lot later in life. I was about 21 years old, and it was kind of when Tinder, I feel like, was just starting. All my girlfriends were all in relationships. They had all lost their virginity, even though we don't really like that word here. And I just kind of thought, screw it. I'm going to get Tinder. I'm going to see what it's all about. And I stumbled across this backpacker. I'm from a rural country town, and he was doing part of his visa or whatever on a farm close to where I was living. We matched or whatever. And I was like, oh, great. I've always liked someone from a different country. I don't know. I don't know what it is. At this stage, I was 21. I had never kissed anyone and I had never slept with anyone. I felt my confidence was really low. I just felt like I was never going to have that romance because I was so much older in life. I had watched all, you know, One Tree Hill. I had watched all those classics and thought, when's that going to happen to me? And anyway, so the backpacker messages me and he's like, let's go out for coffee. And what's going really well, really nice date kind of thing. And then he's like, oh, let's go for a drive. Because when you live in a country town, there's not really much to do. So we went for a drive and I remember pulling my car over and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. I'm going to have my first kiss. We have our first kiss and we're making out in my car for a while and it was a really good date. I end up dropping him off and I was like, wow, cool. I don't know if I'll hear from him again. A couple of days later, I hear from him and he's like, hey, had a really good date. I really want to see you again. At this stage, I was still living at home. My mum is a nurse and so she does a lot of night duty. And I was like, yeah, you can come over. I said, but you just have to wait for my mum to go. So he comes over this night. I'm nervous as hell. I've dressed up to the nines, you know, the cute lingerie set. I was freshly tanned. I was trying to be like pretty much what I had seen in the movies. Like my makeup was perfect. My hair was done. I was like, oh my gosh. Like I even had candles lit in the lounge room. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm finally going to lose my virginity. I'm 21 years old. Oh my gosh. Hear a knock at the door. There's my handsome, manly backpacker standing at the door and I'm like, oh my gosh, tonight's the night. I'm going to lose my virginity in my parents' house. We open the door, it's a bit awkward or whatever. We try the old Netflix and chill, doesn't last long. We end up going down to my childhood bedroom and obviously he knows I have not had sex. He's quite experienced. He was a few years older than me. It was very rigid. So he lays me down on the bed, but my legs are like hanging over my bed.
I actually got Elise to act this one out for me. So picture you sit on the edge of the bed, your feet flat on the floor, and then you lie back with your feet still flat on the floor. That's the position she's in for this next part.
Like it was like, okay, this is going to sound so messed up. It was like the Handmaid's Tale in regards to the ceremony. I promise it's not like this, but this is the best way I can describe it.
The Handmaid's Tale is a fucked up book / movie, and the ceremony is where a woman is lying on the bed with her legs spread. A man stands at the end of the bed in between her legs with his pants down, and then the man's wife, who's fully clothed, sits at the head of the woman lying down as her husband very clinically puts his pee in her V. In Elise's case, there weren't three people involved and it was all consensual, but the weird vibe was similar and maybe the position as well.
He literally climbed on top of me and it was three thrusts, like it hurt like hell. And then it was done and it was very awkward. It's like me and him looked at each other and we were like, okay. And then afterwards he got off me And he was like, are you okay? Like, was everything fine? I was like, yeah. And I just was so like, is this what sex is? There was no candles. There was no romance. It was literally like a condom, no lube, forcing a hot dog into a bun that it shouldn't, like a hole that it doesn't fit into. I don't know how else to describe it. And then he kind of got up and he was like, well, I should go home. And I was like, yeah. And I remember walking him to the door and I was like, see ya. And he did give me a kiss and he was like, see ya. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to hear from him again. Like there was no touching. There was no, it was literally three thrusts and it was done. And it was like, I had lost my virginity. He would not have come. He would not have. Anyway, I am petrified. I reckon I messaged my best friend and I was like, I just had sex and it was awful. Like I go into this complete meltdown because I've never experienced anything. I don't know what it should be like. I've heard how it is for other girls, but it had never sounded similar to how I'd experienced it. I actually felt like, oh my gosh, like I've let him down. And now I know that, you know, it shouldn't be like that. But I didn't really care about me. It was more, oh my gosh, he's had the worst time. I'm never going to be good at sex. Like no one's ever going to want to have sex with me because that was just horrible. I felt really like rejected. And I already had a low self-esteem anyway because I felt like I was unlovable or I wasn't attractive because I was later on in life. It kind of sucked. Like I felt like, is this what it, I literally was like, is that it? I'm just not going to do this whole sex thing for a while. Like I think I'm just going to leave it. I don't think I'm meant to have sex.
That really breaks my heart that Elise thought that at the ripe old age of 21, she hadn't had sex, so she was unlovable. And then loses her virginity in three thrusts to a guy who she thinks she won't ever see again. But that wasn't the case.
Fast forward a week later, I get a message from him and he's like, hey, I want to see you again. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. We started casually dating for over 12 months, but it was in secret.
Oh, I know, right? What a dick.
He said to me, look, I'm going to have to go home at some stage. Let's just do this whole friends with benefits. And at this time, and I think back now, like what, 6, 7 years later, and I'm like, you were such an idiot. But I was so like, oh my gosh, this guy's interested in me. I'm going to do anything possible and I'm going to continue sleeping with you, like, because you want to sleep with me.
There's a whole lot there that's pretty problematic and we'll get to that later. But until then, let's get into what this secret relationship looked like.
I remember seeing him after we'd slept together the first time and I was shitting bricks. Like I was so nervous because I was like, I don't know if I want to have sex with you because it was what my first experience was like. Like, is that what it's supposed to be like? Anyway, I remember we were on the couch and we were just talking about our weeks, like what had just been happened in our week that had just been, and we were just having a laugh and a joke. And I remember he leant over and kissed me. We started making out on the couch and there was a lot more touching. And I remember him taking my hand and taking me to my room and it was different. Oh, sorry. I'm just like having flashbacks.
Let's give Elise a moment. Okay, that's enough.
I reckon we would see each other just like once a week and it would kind of, isn't this horrible? Like it would be around my mum's schedule. So like if she had like 2 night shifts in a row or something like that, we knew that he could be over here because she would go to work at like 8:30. So he'd be at my door at 9 o'clock and then she would get home at 7:30 or whatever and he'd be out my door at 7. Like, and at that time, my mum was traveling a lot too. So sometimes I would have the house to myself for 6 weeks at a time and we had this little Astra, like a Holden Astra, like this shit box that his farm here, like the farmers gave him. And it was like this green little Astra. It was always covered in dirt and he'd just drive on in and he'd hide his car. So he'd park like a street back, so or like up the street so mum would never notice or work out what was going on if just in case we'd overslept or whatever. But we always had to set alarms. When she was on night duty or whatever, we'll be like, shit, we have to wake up at 6:45. That gives us enough time, like, you know, for you to get dressed and get out of here and wake up or whatever.
That sounds really exhausting and too much effort trying to keep it a secret. So surely they slipped up at least once.
I reckon a few months into the relationship, oh, I can't really call it a relationship. My mum was actually home this night, and I remember sneaking him opening the back, like the gate of my house, and he ran around the side of my house. He got in through my laundry because it was like my laundry was here and my bedroom was next to it. He sneaked in through my laundry into my bedroom and stayed the night. I remember being on top of him and I hear my mum walking down the hallway. And I remember me and him looking at each other, our eyes literally going massive and going, holy shit, my mum is about to walk in on me having sex with someone. Her innocent, naive little girl. Now, mind you, me and my mum, we don't have a great relate. Like, we have a great relationship, but in regards to sex and relationship, it's just never been there. And I'm totally okay with that because she's amazing in so many other aspects. Anyway, I remember going, Mum, it's okay. I'm awake. She opens up my door. I've literally jumped off him. He's moved the doona up and she's gone, huh? What? And closed the door. And then she's just got in her car and gone to work. He looks at me and he's like, I think I need to go. And I was like, yeah, I think you should. And so he quickly gets dressed, leaves, like legs it out of here. I got home that night. My stomach is squirming. I'm like, oh my gosh, my mum like knows I'm having sex. Like, ah. And I walk in, I'm like, hey, Mum. And she's like, hey. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. And she's like, you're having sex and you're having sex in my house without telling me? Who is this boy? Why haven't we met him? Because she's very old school.
Okay, Mum, settle down. She's 21 and having safe sex. It's okay. But let's go back. Elisa said a lot about feeling unattractive and unlovable. I really wanted to find out what started that because that's a pretty awful way to feel.
In high school, like I was a bit bigger. I had the red hair, you know, because it was that time when Summer Heights High came out and I had braces. I had red hair. So I used to get called Ranga Train Tracks. And it fucking scarred me. I just never felt pretty. I don't know, like I didn't look like the other girls. And that's okay because I've accepted that. And a lot of the reason I went into teaching is because I want to, those girls or boys that might not fit the stereotype that society likes to make, that it's okay and that you are lovable and that there is someone out there for everyone. And sometimes we're all on different timelines and that's okay. But it, you know, at 17, 18, 19, 20, I know it's so hard to see that because, you know, you're going out partying, you know, you're experimenting in fashion, in the way that you look and, you know, you're trying to fit in. And I think at that stage, you're not really trying to work out who you are. It's more like, oh, I just want to fit in. And I want to be there for those kids because I didn't have anyone there. If I knew what I knew now, and I know, like, we'll never know, but I would be okay with it being 21. Or do you know what? I wouldn't have cared if it was like later on in life. I don't regret losing my virginity later. Like, I know 21's not old, but I feel like it kind of was because all my friends had lost their virginity, like all of them, and they'd started losing it at like 17 and 18. And I remember then they were freaking out because they're like, oh my God, I'm in year 12 and I haven't lost my virginity. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in year 12 and I haven't even kissed a boy. Like, you know, like I think the most I'd had is like a hug or something ridiculous like that.
Elise may be exaggerating the way she looked. She's always been absolutely magnetic, but I can totally understand getting called Ranga Train Tracks every day of your high school life and also not feeling like you look like everyone else. How much that would do a number on your confidence. But since then, she's had a damn glow up in every sense of the word.
I got all this confidence in my 20s and I slept with my backpacker and I'm still working on myself now. God, I'm sure there's so many people, boys and girls out there that look at themselves and there's multiple things that they pick out and they're like, I hate that about myself. But do you know what? The one thing I've learned is people don't judge on those things. They don't even think about those things. When I have a guy naked in front of me or on top of me or next to me, or I actually
what's all I think about is like, I have a naked guy in front of me. Like, what? I do not think about their flaws. And I've had these conversations with previous guys that I've dated, like since, and they're like, Elise, like, you are a naked woman who is sexy as fuck on top of me, or I'm literally like, you know, laying down for me or whatever. And it's like, we do not look at your flaws. And I think that's a huge thing for us girls, but I think it also comes back, and I think it's because I'm so passionate about it, it comes back to social media and what us girls are exposed to. It's that all those experiences in the movies that it should be so perfect and that we should look a certain way. I think you need to love yourself first. Like, you need to love who you are, love the body that you're in. And I think that's when you're going to have really good sex. And I feel when I got to know my backpacker better and we got to know each other both physically and mentally, and we were comfortable and confident, the sex got better.
There was some very good sex, like just ridiculous, stupid things. I was exploring, he was like letting me explore kind of thing. I would never take back my experience though. That's one thing. I would never take back any kind of experience in my life, to be honest, no matter how good or how bad it is. I would never want it to be anyone else, to be honest, because he was, when I think back about it now, he was probably the person that I would have wanted to lose my virginity to anyway, because he was kind and he was patient. And the way that he looked at me, it was like I was a goddess. Like, he looked at me and it was like I was the only person that he was thinking about at that time.
I take back everything I said about handsome, manly backpacker being a dick. He sounds like a catch.
But I look back now and I'm like, it was such a fuck situation. Like, it was friends with benefits, but I was falling for him hard.
Yeah, I think we could all see that coming.
We continued to see each other, and then he ended up going back home, obviously. I got into like another relationship for a few years, but we always stayed in contact. It was really weird. In the last like 18 months, we've kind of reconnected again, and he full on came out and said to me, I was in love with you, but I thought you just wanted to have sex. I said, I was completely like had fallen for you too. And so we've made this real, we were like, are you serious? Like 6 years on, we reconnected. And he was like, you, when I got home, it took me a really long time to get over you because I literally thought that you didn't care about me. You just were using me. I was like, why didn't you tell me? But at the same time, it was like, why didn't I tell him? Like, and we were both like, it's both each other's fault. Like, if we'd just spoken up.
This sounds like the plot of a damn rom-com movie. And just to add to that, Elise and the handsome, manly backpacker are still in touch quite regularly. They're both single for the first time in a very, very long time and are planning on meeting up as soon as borders open back up. Now, it would be a lovely note to leave it there as an unfolding rom-com, but because they're still in touch, I had to find out one crucial part of the story that we're missing. If he didn't come, she didn't come, why did he stop after 3 pumps? Why? Surely I wasn't the only one thinking that.
I think honestly though, because I know him and I do know him quite well, I think it was like that because he was worried that he was going to hurt me. I don't know. Like, yeah, it would have been the worst. I would have been the worst for him. Like, he would have been so pent up and he would have got nothing out of it. Like,
so that's Elise, and that's her first sex story. She kind of felt like she was a geriatric virgin because she was 21 when she first had sex. Pretty sure I hadn't even gone through puberty at that age, so I guess we all do things at our own pace. But the key to good sex is having a respectful relationship with your partner or partners, but also a great relationship with yourself and your body, because no one is noticing that tiny pimple on your butt except you. Because for some weird reason, you keep checking out every inch of yourself in the bathroom mirror. Stop it. You look hot. Thanks for listening to this episode of No Longer a Virgin. If you have a story you'd like to share, slip into our DMs at No Longer a Virgin on Instagram. And for more relatable first-time sex stories, click that follow button.